This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bam, bam, na, na, na. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody hanging with us on Monumental Sports Network or the YouTube page. We are very excited right now to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our boy, Mr. Sam Cosmi, a new proud papa of young son, Tate. What's up, man? How
all
are
right.
you?
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
How's everything
How you
going
doing?
With the little one? Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah, no, not at all. I think the most I've gotten is 4 hours. But, you know, I think my body's getting kind of used to that, which is fine. That's to be expected.
So when was he born? How did everything go? How's mom?
Yeah, mom's doing great. He was born the day after Christmas that night at 1:46. He water broke. Around like 7:30, Christmas Day.
Oh wow!
And yeah, it was pretty quick. It was a quick turnaround, and he we didn't know what his timing was because we were supposed to get induced that Monday. He said, "Nah, I'm gonna make a early showing."
Mm-hmm.
So
love that.
Yeah.
So a Christmas Day baby, huh? That's awesome.
Day after.
Yeah.
So born on the 26th or the 25th?
The 26th.
Okay.
So he. The whole process kind of started the 25th that night, but yeah, he lasted till that almost 2 a.m.
Started making noise on Christmas Day.
Definitely.
Dude, so here is my question for you then. My youngest daughter is born January 8th, so we have to pack up Christmas at our house pretty quick so that we turn the page to her birthday. Now, you got some time before my man Tate's going to be really cognizant of this. But, you know, that's going to be a bit of a juggling act to have Christmas and then his birthday.
Yeah, you know, I to be honest, I haven't put any thought into that. But I figured that's for a later
you got time
to deal with. Yeah.
You got plenty of time. Yeah. Does your mother-in-law come up to help in this time, or is it just the four of you? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so she was here for a little bit. She just recently left, but she'll be back in about a week and a half. I have my little sister here who nannies. She's a stud. So she's helping out for that week and a half that, you know, my mother-in-law can't be here. But, yeah, we're having help, especially this early couple weeks.
That's great.
Cool to have family members.
Yeah, need that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How's big sister handling little brother?
Unfazed, really. she's in her own little world still. You know, she interacts with him here and there, but it's still, she's the queen of the house. So, she's really unfazed. So it's nice.
All right. That's great, man. I'm really happy for you and your family. What a great kind of Christmas present.
That's a hell of a Christmas present right there.
Cap it all off. And most important, everybody's happy and healthy, and you probably won't get much sleep till Easter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's in the calendar already, so we're working on it.
What this week for you, where you know you're not playing, I don't know where you are in the recovery from the concussion stuff. What does this week look like for you, especially when you have a new baby in the house?
Well, you know, like, I'm just helping the guys that have any questions about, you know, just because I just played them, any questions about the guys personnel-wise. But from a schematic standpoint, you know, coaches obviously deal with that. But for me, it's pretty much still trying to get through concussion protocol right now, feeling a lot better. And then, yeah, I mean, normally I take the first couple weeks to recover after the season. But I, you know, that kind of started, I kind of take that as I started up earlier so I can start training, cause I really want to get a head start, for next season.
It makes sense. As you kind of look at this game in Philly, for young guys or even like veterans, the reality of veteran players, guys you're close with, Wiley, Allegretti, guys that are going to be on the field this week, you know, they're putting tape out there for what may or may not happen come free agency in March. Like, what is the approach for everybody in Ashburn going into this game?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me because you see a lot of these games around the league, and I think the interesting one I saw most was, like, the Giants and the Raiders and, like, tanking and all this, that, and other. And, like, it's – I think you have to understand that, like, regardless of the situations, like, us players – our main objective is to win the football game, mm-hmm. you know, and put a good product on the field. If it's not for that team, it's for 31 other teams. So no one's going out there and going to play bad intentionally, mm-hmm. You know, and we're essentially paid to entertain and win football games. And that's what that's our job. No one's going to sit there and be like, ah, I'm just going to not play this game and play poorly. Like, that's not crossing our minds.
And especially at your position. I mean, you know, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, they gotta be ready to go, because if you don't, the guy across from you wants to go, you will see that the person's not playing.
Yeah. Yeah. we got to be locked in.
Yeah.
Every play, there's no, you take, you know, your foot off the gas, one play, you'll embarrass yourself. You know, and you, again, you don't want to do that. You can spiral out of control and do that. It's not a, you got to be locked in. You got to be focused and treat every game like it's another opportunity to showcase what you're all about, you know? So that's the mentality you have to have.
Well, dude, I think about last Sunday's game against the Cowboys. Or I guess it wasn't Sunday, last Thursday, the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys. And I don't know what, if anything, the situation was for the Cowboys defensive back. But, like, Deebo Samuel reminded that Cowboys DB, you better be playing hard through the whistle every play when he...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blasted that dude, his helmet fell off. You know what? Like, yeah. That's why I think the notion and the conversation surrounding tanking and stuff is so silly when it comes to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the perfect example right there, like, you got to be, you got to buckle your chin strap every play, you know? And if you don't, you're going to get your helmet blown off. So it's a high level game every single play, regardless of the situation, because that guy across from you is trying to, you know, we always say take money out of your pocket, but you're trying to take money out of his pocket, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's how from that business aspect of things. So you got to put your best foot forward each and every play, each and every snap.
Sam, I've always looked at it, and when I talk with Jay a lot, I let him know, I think football and hockey is hard as hell to go out there and do. Like, so in basketball, if you are a certain player, the coach just bench you. And if the best player is sitting down, you're probably not going to win the game. In baseball, mm-hmm. if you're the pitcher, oh, you can be you can throw some strange pitches or strike out. But football mm-hmm. and hockey, hell, you end up in the hospital if you go out there and be BSing around.
It's a physical sport, and you're correct all the way. I mean, if you don't put your best foot forward, you're going to get embarrassed, or worse, get yourself hurt or get someone else hurt.
True. Yeah. Yeah. It's a physical demanding sport. Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi on our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. You can give Sam a follow at Sam Cosmi on Instagram. That's where I learned of the birth of their new little baby boy. Sam, I'm curious, man. I mean, this season, unfortunately, you've had more time off than I think you ever would have expected. How much of the mm-hmm. rest of the league do you watch? Maybe not this past weekend with a new baby in the house, but just in general.
I mean, I keep up here and there with stuff, kind of see how teams are doing, and you know, kind of it's very interesting. It's been an interesting season in general for a lot of teams. A lot of teams have shown. I never thought the Bears would be what they are right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny because it's like I look at that game from last year when we beat them and we went on a streak, and then this and they yeah. went on a streak the opposite way. It kind of flip-flopped this year.
It's crazy.
Really, really crazy. But yeah, I keep up a little bit. Obviously, I like to see where everybody's at. But yeah, that's for the most part.
It is wild to think, because when you guys play the Bears, it's mid-October, it's Monday Night Football, you're coming back from L.A., 3-2, coming off the best win of the year against the Chargers. And with 2 minutes to play in that Bears game, it looked like you were about to be 4-2 headed to Dallas. And,
yeah,
you know, pro football could change in a hurry, and we saw it then, and then – you know, Jaden gets hurt against Dallas, and things just kind of spiraled from there. When did you come back? It was right around there, wasn't it?
It was Dallas.
That's what I thought. Wow, yeah. It's remarkable. And you mentioned the Bears. The Patriots have played at a really high level. Do you pay attention at all to, like, there's a big MVP debate going on? Who should win MVP between Drake May and Matt Stafford?
I mean, this is just, I'll look at it, that the Patriots have had the easiest
strength of schedule.
I guess, mm-hmm. Strength of set schedule. I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to take away anything from that. But I've also seen, like, statistically that Matthew Stafford, I think, has, like, more touchdowns. Same interceptions, but more touchdowns, a little bit more yards. I mean, that guy has been so incredibly consistent, though, and has not been shown, I think, the love that he should have been shown over his career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't get me wrong. It would be, I think both quarterbacks are great quarterbacks, but I think Stafford has had a better season.
I tend to agree with you. We'll see how the voters end up shaking out. Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Dude, I'm curious, as a proud Longhorn alum, you've got Michigan, Texas tomorrow in the, I think it's the Citrus Bowl. Now, normally you get Michigan and Texas on the field. That is two true college football blue bloods. But, like, in the era of the college football playoff and neither of these teams got in, you can make a case that Texas should have gotten in, but they didn't. Like, what is that? How juiced up are you for that bowl game? What does that bowl game do for Texas fans?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, you just kind of see what you get for next. It's the same thing. Kind of see what you get for next season. I think with the NIL, this is me personally, I think with the NIL stuff now, it's kind of almost pointless. just because, I mean, these guys are getting paid so much money now. The only thing that matters is the championship game, which is, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, punch your ticket into the top 12. You know, if you don't, it's like, you know, again, you got to put tape on and do the whole thing where it's like physical sport type thing. But like, you got to play for yourself in that instance. I just don't, I mean, these guys are making so much money that like, reclining chairs, not the coolest thing in the world anymore.
Right, like the bowl gift presents. Yeah.
When I was going through that, I couldn't wait to get to a bowl game.
Yes,
because getting those gifts were so cool because we couldn't afford that type of stuff. You know, like there was none of that. So for me, getting to a bowl game, like a nice bowl game, meant better gifts. You know, that was a cool thing for me, but I couldn't see. I mean, you guys got, you know, kids making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, they can buy a reclining chair. No problem.
Sam, in NCAA, so they are now allowing in basketball, they allow the dude who was in the pros,
an NBA player,
come back and play college because they say he had some eligibility left. How would that be if somebody played football for 2, 3 years, 4 years? They got a year left and they go back and play football.
If a person were had to do that, which is crazy, first and foremost. But if that individual, I personally think, because the level, I've seen guys that I'm like, man, I didn't think he was that good in college playing the NFL and make leaps over that 1 year. I mean, they would be so much more dominant going back to college.
Uh-huh.
It'd be night and day. It'd be night and day. I'm telling you, it would.
And it shouldn't be legal.
No.
Yeah, you know, you got 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds out there.
That's crazy. I mean, you can put a case for, you know, Philip Rivers wanted to come back. If he had more eligibility, would he come back to the college? You know what I'm saying? So you think he would? I don't know. Well, probably.
Dude, I mean, that's crazy. Like, so I just looked this up. If I have this right or not, let me know. It looks like your last 2 years at Texas, you guys played in back-to-back Alamo Bowl games. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
What was the best gift from the Alamo Bowl?
Ooh, what did I get from
that? Was that your reclining chair?
I got a Yeti cooler. That's what I remember.
Those are legit.
Yeah, and they're not cheap.
No, they weren't cheap. I think my parents still have it in the garage. They use it all the time, especially in the summer. So I still have that thing. And I think one of the years I did get a reclining chair that's at my grandparents' house now.
That's awesome. Were you on the team that played Georgia in the Sugar Bowl?
Yes. Yeah.
I imagine the Sugar Bowl's got some good gifts.
That was, what did I get for that one? I think they didn't have anything where you picked. They gave you like AirPods, a watch, some AirPods, headphones, a watch, and something else. I forgot. They didn't let you like pick your gift or like have, hey, you go on. Because what they used to do is like you go in a room. They have like you have a point system, so you can put all your points in like a big gift or like smaller gifts and combine them. So for that game, I think they just like had already stuff picked out for us that was nice. I mean, I loved my AirPods and headphones, so I was good with that.
I think that Sugar Bowl was also when Sam Ellinger, after the win, got on the microphone and said, "We're back." I remember that.
And then we weren't back. Yeah.
Funny how that shakes out.
Yeah.
Will you watch the college football playoff over these next couple days?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll have in the background. I'll keep up with it and see what goes on. But I'm just happy Oklahoma and A&M are out of it.
I imagine.
So I told you guys that I think last week, the week before that, that's the only thing I wanted, and it came true, so I'm happy about that.
There you go. Will there be any chance...
Rivalries.
You stay up till midnight on New Year's Eve, or purposefully stay up till midnight?
Purposely, no. Probably, yeah. I probably will. Or I'll fall asleep at, 9:30 and still wake up at 12.
Right.
To help or do something like that, but... yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the little man has in store for us.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, man. Really happy for you and your family. And try to get some rest when you can.
I will. Appreciate you guys.
Right, thanks for the time.
Take care, man.
Yeah, you too.
That is our friend Sam Cosmi joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Sam's been great about that all season. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. The Paisanos Player Chat is fed by our friends at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays from Paisanos. Nurses, teachers, active duty, military, and vets, and first responders all get 25% off your order with the promo code COMMUNITY. It's Paisanos' way of giving back to the individuals who give so much to others. Paisanos, it's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now at paisanospizza.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.